Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Chris is popping his knuckles right now.
Chris always pops his knuckles.
He used to do it in like a threatening way. You know what I mean? Like, you sure you want it?
I did.
No.
He would always turn his hat around backwards and then look you in the eye. And
yeah.
Then
pop his knuckles.
And he'd always wear just plain white t-shirts. Is he wearing one right now?
Yes, he is. You nailed it.
And I never do this. I haven't worn a white t-shirt in a long time.
LA's changing you. Is he still wearing those cut-off jean shorts?
Of course. You think Chris is going to get away from the cut-off jeans? It's weird, though, because it's basically just the pockets, how high up he cuts them off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you see the bottom of his cheeks.
My dad makes his own cut-off jeans. He buys regular jeans and then cuts them. And then pay someone to sew them at the bottom so that they don't have strings hanging out.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a true story?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know why. Cause
why doesn't he just buy jean shorts?
He doesn't like the way shorts are cut these days.
Does he want them shorter
not
or
short
longer?
Enough.
He wants them exactly like right above the knee.
Oh, because nowadays they're kind of like at the knee or below the knee.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's it.
He's really weird about stuff like that. He's really weird about a lot of stuff.
My dad wears cut-off shorts, but he doesn't. He would never pay someone to sew them.
Unless they accepted rocks. He has rocks in his wallet.
Yeah, that's another story. I don't know if that's ever been told on this podcast. And it never will.
My dad's eccentric.
My dad's more eccentric. Eccentric's not a word that could be used for my dad. Your dad's eccentric, my dad's crazy.
Yeah.
My dad's electric. Shield electric.
Hey, you know, your dad wanted us to, was talking about picking up a sponsorship on this show, right? Shields Electric?
Yeah, he said he was just going to send you guys a check for, like, $2,000.
Yeah, that's what we talked about that. But I'm trying to decide if we should try to subliminally sneak in the plugs for Shields Electric, or if we should just have like a commercial in the middle of the show a couple times. But the thing is, that's what I was going to tell you, is that Sean Becker, another listener, his dad wants to run an ad for Becker Tile. But isn't that going to be a problem? Because didn't your dad and his dad hate each other in high school?
Did they do?
They hate still each hate other. Each other, really?
They hate each other.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But his, I know that like in high school, there was a thing between like, there was something about a girl that someone ended up with it. I don't know the full story, but I just knew that there was some bad blood between the Shields family and the Becker family, and I just think it might be weird if those are the two companies that are, you know,
there used to be some battles in the 70s between Delno and Michael.
This may be a little inside, but yeah, Delno Becker and Michael Shields, they were the alpha males at the high school, and there was of course, you know,
my dad, his lifelong dream was to be an electrician. So even in high school, he'd wear his tool belt to school and have 8 inches of his ass crack hanging out in true electrician fashion.
And would he spike his hair up, even though it wasn't the style, to give that electric look?
To give that I stuck my fork in a outlet look?
Which is pretty ridiculous, because a trained electrician would never do that.
Right. He didn't understand all the subtle nuances of being an electrician at that time, though.
No, he was still young. He was just in high school.
Plus, he was a showman.
Yeah, he had a lot to learn. But Delno, back in high school, he used to wear knee pads around because he wanted to be a tile layer. But people got the wrong impression. You know, the joke about knee pads. And I think that's how it actually started. Your dad was making sort of oral sex jokes about Delno.
I think so. About the knee pads.
Right, and it just sort of spawned from there. And when Delno swooped in and took Patty away from Michael, hey, that was...
Who's Patty?
Patty.
Sean's mom.
Patty Becker.
Delno's wife.
Is that what the bad blood is?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So, I feel like we can get them in a bidding war using them against each other. But I don't know how you'd feel about that, Ben, because it's part of your family. And it's kind of like hard times for Shields Electric right now.
And don't forget, Sean is our only fan.
Yeah, so...
And when Patty was pregnant with Sean, when my dad found out about it...
Your dad tried to talk her into an abortion.
No, but what he did was he bought a Japanese...
he bought a Japanese woman and immediately knocked her up.
Just so he could have someone to, like, fight battles with Sean all the way through.
He wanted the Shields-Becker feud to go another generation.
Right.
And it has.
It definitely has.
No, it backfired horribly. Me and Sean are great friends.
Yeah, but Sean doesn't know that you slept with Stephanie a bunch of times when they were together.
Yeah, I watched. Wait, not...
Fuck. I hope we don't accidentally put this podcast out.
God, I know. Sean would be crushed if he heard that.
Yeah, Sean would be totally crushed. He'd be the end of a pizza.
Yeah.
Can't we just edit that part out so that way it doesn't sound like I forget how to talk?
We could.
Sean would be crushed if he heard that.
And neither one of you know that I've smelled your wife's panties.
Wait. You're talking about Delno and...
Oh, well, actually, no.
Are you talking about Ben and...
Ben and Sean.
But Ben's not married yet, but yeah.
Well, I haven't smelled her panties yet.
She gets married. It's a matter of time.
I want to wait till the sanctity of marriage sets in.
Can really smell that on a pair of panties.
What is that all about, anyway?
I call it the spanctity of marriage.
I like that because it has spank and titty.
That's brilliant. I never thought of that.
Wait, what do you mean you don't get, man? The
no,
sanctity?
I don't understand that because there are guys.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the sanctity of marriage. You're talking about panty smelling.
Yeah, I don't understand the appeal of that.
Chris, this is your field.
Oh, smelling panties?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean?
You don't understand or you do?
I don't understand why you would risk a friendship for the sake of feeling some panties.
Well, first off, I don't think that smelling somebody's panties is a reason to not be friends.
I agree with that.
What do you achieve?
If that was true, then me and Chris would not be friends anymore.
Let me just say this.
Lord knows how many times I smelled Chris's panties.
If I had a lovely lady that cared about me, I would let the whole world smell her panties. Because I would want to share that love. No, I wouldn't care if somebody smelled my girl's panties. As long as they asked me ahead of time. If I caught them sneaking around in my room, I'd just be annoyed that they were in my room. But if they said, I was just smelling your girl's panties, I'd be like, all right, but ask.
Next time, I'll leave them out.
Yeah.
You ask Danny if you can smell Tanya's?
He doesn't ask.
No, I don't ask.
It's understood. We've been friends for so long through so many girlfriends. It's like, nowadays, it's like, basically, we have to get sent approval before we can even keep the girlfriend. You know what I mean? Like, if I have a girlfriend, it's like, well, let me smell
her panties. You will never get sent approval from me.
Does Tanya know of this plan?
Oh, no. No way.
But she listens to this podcast, right?
No, rarely.
She doesn't pay attention.
Yes. Only when I tell her to. She won't listen to this one. I'll make sure of that. By the way, that was a domestic violence joke. Well, all right. So, Ben,
on that note,
action item for this week, get a pair of Sonia's panties and mail it to me and Chris. Other than that, good night, podcast world.
I want them to remain fresh, so I'll send them via UPS.
I get it because I work for FedEx and I would somehow soil them.
No, it would just be a slow delivery and they would lose their appeal.
No, that's not cool. I didn't mind the joke about me smelling bad or somehow ruining the panties, but you don't question our service.
How do you guys rate compared to IPS?
I don't even know what that is.
The King of Queens.
I don't even know what that means. Oh, IPS? Oh, we write well.
Doug Heffernan, he delivers to me all the time.
All right.
I wouldn't mind smelling his wife's panties.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's kind of getting old, though.
Along in the tooth.
She used to be on Saved by the Bell when we were kids.
Really?
She was in the other ones where they worked the summer job at, like, that beach resort.
Yeah, I think I remember.
She was the boss's daughter.
She was also in Evening Shade starring Burt Reynolds.
Oscar winner.
Yeah, she was hot in her time. She's a Scientologist.
Yep, we'd all like to smell her panties.
She's a fucking bitch, though.
Really?
Every movie I've ever seen her in, every interview I've ever seen her in, she always has that same bitchy attitude. It's just,
yeah,
that would give me a fucking headache after a while. Like, shut up, I get it. You're a fucking streetwise New York bitch. Damn. Just be a bitch in silence.
That noise you heard, Ben, that sort of crumpling, was Chris scratching his balls just then.
I was just separating.
I don't know why you had to put them right up to the mic to do it.
Like separating Chris, them? Were they in an argument?
They were fighting. Seriously, that was so loud. It was like, I get it. We get it. You're a streetwise New York bitch.
Well, there's a lot.
He like placed them on the microphone.
There's a lot of meat.
Made of Velcro?
There's a lot of meat to deal with. It'll take a while.
Didn't sound like meat. Sounded like a crinkly paper bag.
The meat was fraternizing with the potatoes.
We just hit a new high. All right. Well, good night, Benjamin. Good night, Chris.
This week's episode of Shoddy Radio is brought to you in part by Shields Electric. Shields Electric. Shields Electric, member FDIC. Tile? 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 Becca Tile. 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 Tile, Becca Tile. Tile, Becca Tile. Tile, Becca Tile.
So, the other day, my outdoor lighting basically went out. I literally called several local electricians. Two of them were basically baffled. One was literally baffled. That's basically when I literally called Shields Electric. Mike Shields diagnosed my problem basically over the phone. And within literally minutes, was basically at my doorstep.
Shields Electric is your full-service electrical company. Residential and commercial, new construction or remodels. We have the knowledge and the ability to get the job done right.
Nowadays, for all my electrical needs, I go to Mike Shields at Shields Electric. He's no cheap tile Nazi. He's the real deal.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
How you feel about making love on towel?
Only if it's Becker towel.
Oh, damn. This whole house got tile up in it. The floors, the walls, even the windows is tile.
Becker tile.